Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Flash in the summer, Hurricane Harbor, 4-pack of tickets. If you're in right now, call 20-800-520-1067. You'll win these tickets every hour starting right now, all day long. Nicole Alvarez will have another pair for you. Excuse me, another 4-pack for you at 10, 11, 12. Kevin Ryder will be in here to give you even more access. So just get ready to get wet all summer. Hurricane Harbor, Los Angeles, Southern California's most thrilling water park is now open on select days. Get tickets at sixflags.com/Hurricane Harbor LA. All right, caller 20. Congratulations in advance. We'll pick you up, give you the good news. Then a funeral will take place over the airwaves of K-Rock. Not for Allie's Fish, who died recently, or her...
Oh, man, I totally forgot about that. R.I.P.
We're going to pay tributes, final respects to the penny. The world's least respected currency is officially discontinued. There will be no new pennies made. If you've got them, maybe eventually they'll be worth something, but probably not. And we will celebrate the penny with all of your stories, a collection, as we will say goodbye, sayonara, once and for all, to the penny. And then Margaret Cho will be on with us, and we'll break down our summer bucket list with Omar, who will give us the official rules he gives his kids every year as they put together their summer bucket list, things we'd like to accomplish between now and... When do we have to do this by, Omar? By the Labor Day?
Summer, right? By the start of the school year, which is, I want to say, mid-August, I think.
Yeah. I mean, your kids, their schedule's so weird now. It's like, I think they go back to school like July 4th or something.
It's weird, yeah.
It's July 4th.
We'll give you our bucket list, and you're more than welcome to join us for that in a moment. But first, let's give you the good news. And the good news goes to someone listening to us right now named Melanie. Good morning, Melanie.
Yes!
Caller 20, that is you. I can't really hear you. It sounds like you're already in the water at Hurricane Harbor, but regardless, enjoy. That's okay. You are the big winner, so hold on 1 second so we can get you your 4 tickets, all right?
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Thank
you. Awesome.
Thank you for starting your day with us, and enjoy your time there, and you'll have more chances to win all day and all week long on K-Rock. All right. If you would like to pay tributes to the penny, it has saved a lot of our asses, and we'll say goodbye to it next on K-Rock. K-Rock, Klein Alley Show, get ready for the on-air funeral of the penny. It's a coin that we've all used at some point in our lives. Maybe you bend down to pick them up still, or you pour them all over your bed and jump in them like Allie used to do to replicate Scrooge McDuck. But the penny will no longer be made, and it's a proper send-off to the penny with lots of stories that people have left on the goat line, and we will play these in their entirety right now as we have one final goodbye to the penny, the Abe Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
Lincoln... means not a lot, and when you put them on the penny,
Lincoln means not a lot.
Let me start that again. In the world of money,
that's the most racist thing you've ever said.
Didn't
you grow up in DC?
Let me try this again. Lincoln means a lot historically, but in currency,
he means nothing.
They gave him nothing. They gave him the 5, and then they gave him the penny.
Yeah, but at the time, it was like, whoa, one cent. That's you, man.
And that was the most, I mean, that was the, you know, just as far as amount of coins in circulation, that was there was no more. There were no more coins out there. The penny was everywhere. Think about the things you'll throw in fountains now. All the crap. Pennies are pretty much.
Yeah, you don't want to throw a quarter in a fountain. That's way too valuable.
Like, people will actually have legitimate bums that are asking for money, and they'll say, like, all I have is coin, like good coins. I'm not going to give anything. But if they have pennies, they're like, great, clean out my car. Here's a bunch of, here's
Jesus,
a handful of pennies.
That's even more problematic.
I'm not saying that. People. People are saying
that. But when something goes extinct, like, you know, the half dollar or the $2 bill, like, it becomes cool to have it, right? I mean, it does become more valuable, and maybe the penny will make a comeback in that way. It'll be specialized.
Here are some of the many stories that have been left on the goat line to pay tributes to the goodbye of the penny.
What's up, guys? This is Jim. Real quick, I used to throw pennies in fountains when I was a kid, and I mean, I would wish for things, and one time I wished to be taller, and now as a grown-up I'm like 3 feet taller, so maybe more. So thanks, Lucky Penny.
Cool.
I'll miss you.
It's a very nice message. A guy got his wish granted, although probably it was puberty that did that, but regardless, so let's go ahead
it
and
worked.
Get the penny credit. He should have wished for something better than just being taller when he was a child.
Guys, if I would have never grabbed that penny, I would have never ripped my pants. Thus, I would have never changed my clothes. Thus, those two college chicks would have never grabbed my meat on that couch. I'm certain of it. All right, I just needed to put that conclusion in there. Sweet babies, love you guys.
So I remember when I was in, like, college, I was getting really bad sinus problems, and they wouldn't go away no matter what I did. And I went to the doctor, and they found out that when I was a kid, I put a penny up my nose, and it was still there.
Whoa!
And they took it out, and it was like, oh my God, I can breathe again. It was crazy. But you know what? I kind of miss it.
Aww.
A penny is the perfect size coin to fit up your nose.
That's a good
a
point.
Dime is too small. A nickel's too big.
Yeah.
So shout out to the penny.
Okay. At 21, I bought my first beer with all pennies because I had been fired from my job a week before. The dirtiest pennies. By Penny, you will always be loved and you will always be dirty, just like me.
Nice.
I'm calling to shout out the penny. I once had a bucket full of them, and I finally brought them to the bank, and then they told me I had to roll them myself.
Oh.
So yeah, I just left them in the parking lot. But I really missed that bucket.
I once dated a girl named Penny, and she was wild in bed. Just the best.
Nice.
I assume she was making up for the fact that her name made her feel worthless. I don't know. I didn't ask. Either way, that bitch was grosser. R.I.P. Penny. But I think the girl's still alive.
My only memory about the penny is I once won a $100 bet because I predicted 5 coin flips in a row. So,
cool.
You know, in a way, the penny kind of made me rich. That was a flex. All right, peace out.
So there you go. Just some of the many calls that we received about the penny.
It's weird that, like, my kid's 3 and he's probably never going to...
Well, in your house, he will, because that's still going to reign supreme.
That's right. That's going into his college account.
That's right. Now he's going to let the penny live on. But for the rest of you, they're obsolete. And let's take a moment to celebrate that guy's bucket that he left in the parking lot of the bank as well.
Moment of silence for the bucket.
I do remember that feeling vividly of going to the bank at one point with a bunch of pennies and then being like, what do you want us to do with these?
And they're like, here are those little sleeves.
Yeah, you're like, forget that.
Oh, I did it.
I'm not doing that.
I made my kids do it.
That's smart.
That's a good, that's right a there. Building, a character building thing.
Come back in a moment. We get you into Belly Laughs, where funny meets flavor. It's a jam-packed lineup. Some of the comedians that will be there, Vanessa, include who?
Hold on, hold on. They include Hasan Mirza, Kumail Nanjiani, Margaret Cho.
There you go.
One of those names will be joining us in a moment.
Mesh Patel.
Yep, that's right. It's a great lineup. We have posted it up on our socials, and we get you in and have Margaret Cho on with us next. All right, giddy up, partners.
Yee-haw!
It's a Klein Alley Show on camera. That was strange.
Oh, we're having a lot of
clean out my Wesson.
You know, Vanessa said that the song's growing on her.
Well, it really is. I was dancing along.
She has brain trauma from that accident a couple weeks ago.
She fell off a swing.
if you're wondering, that is a song called "Role Model." Sally, when the wine runs out.
Well, the artist is called Role Model, but yes.
Hashtag Summer of Sally, people saying. Oh, boy.
It's going to be a Sally summer, everyone.
A lot of damn you miles coming through on the text line as well. So that's right. Put the blame where the blame is meant to go. All right. There's a festival happening. In fact, after we chat with Margaret Cho, we'll give away some tickets where funny meets flavor. Belly Laughs, July 12th and 13th at LA Live. And Margaret Cho has been doing this for not one, not two, not three, but four decades. Four decades of telling jokes. Ali, she's also one of your people. You know that?
What do you mean? Because she's gay?
She's into the ladies.
Yes, she is. She was one of my first role models.
I thought this was
you. Okay, nope, we're not going to do that.
Yeah, Omar, make sure
especially
to play that.
Especially talking about a lineup with Asian heritage.
Let's make sure to play that as often as possible.
That was instruments I was doing an impression of.
We'll find out. Ladies and gentlemen, please say hi to Margaret Cho. Good morning, Margaret.
Good morning. Hi.
How have you been?
I've been great. It's great to talk to you again.
I know. It's been a long time. You know, Margaret, when I was younger, I had every single word of your stand-up special, I'm the One That I Want, memorized. That includes your impressions of your mother. And I would imagine that now I should not be repeating those lines to other people as a white lady.
That's awesome, though. I love it. That's incredible.
I also think that potentially you turned Allie gay, and I mean that as a positive thing, but Allie is, up until now, was the most successful lesbian on the show, but now that you're on with us, you've now dethroned her as that.
Yeah. You know, it's just the way of the woman. We need to be with women. It's the reality of women. Sorry. Sorry, guys.
I do fear that we are becoming more and more obsolete, and I say that because, like, I know that when I look at women, I understand very much why other women would be attracted to them. And then when I realize that now, like, women are out earning guys and everything else, I go, we are honestly, between AI and lesbianism, we are going to be completely obsolete in the next 5 years.
Yeah, as soon as we can replicate your sperm, you're over.
I know. I think we already are. It's really scary. Allie and I were just talking about how you have a theory as to what makes the perfect vagina.
Well, I mean, there always is theories, but I think the best one is fatter because you can rest your head there.
Fatter. You don't want anything too bony.
It gets tiring. You know, too bony, you'll get a black eye.
Oh, Jesus. I don't think there's
something
enough,
more pillowy.
Yeah, I don't think there's enough conversation about this in mainstream society, and I think there should be.
There really should be.
But Margaret, I remember, you know, 20 years ago, you were one of the only Asian comedians that I saw on stage. And now look at this with Belly Laughs. You have, you know, this incredible lineup and this, minority comedians are becoming, like, they have such a bigger place now. And how does that feel for you as somebody who's been doing it for so long, seeing this expand?
It's such an honor. I mean, these are all my kids. They're all this. I was able to create a dynasty, which is so powerful. You know, I love it. And they're all my babies, and I'm just really proud to be a part of this festival and a part of this movement.
Margaret Cho, some comedians are critical about people that eat while watching comedy, because how can you laugh while you have a mouthful of food? But the whole concept of belly laughs, which is my favorite thing, is sitting back, eating good food, watching comedians. Overall, when you're telling jokes on stage, you look down and some guy is going ham on dumplings or whatever else they could be eating. Does that, do you feel like you're competing with the food?
No, I mean, I always love it. I love that we get to do this in a real sort of setting where people are entertained in every way. And I always need food whenever I go anywhere. So this is a perfect thing.
It's such a packed lineup at the Belly Laughs Festival that we're going to be sending people to in a moment. Anyone on there that you have beef with? Because everyone loves a good comedy controversy. Anyone on the lineup, you're like, I can't share a hallway with that person.
No beef, because we're all so close. I mean, Asian American comedians are really close to each other. We really bond because we share that heritage. We share the fact that our parents didn't want us to do this, you know, that they were, you bring shame on our family, you know, that kind of attitude. They and I, we're all one.
The nice thing is that we can relate as a morning radio show host. We've also brought shame on our parents' family.
Yeah, but our
as
parents
well.
Never thought we would be doctors.
No, they never had better dreams for us. I think that's the one thing you can connect is that every comedian on this lineup, parents wanted them to go into medicine. Is that correct?
Something like that, or finance, or law, or a degree that ensured a prosperous way of life in a country where racism was a primary aspect of getting jobs in entertainment and stuff like that. So it's practical. But we were brave and made that step forward and did something in the arts. And so we should be rewarded. And it's wonderful.
What do you think Margaret chose harder, coming out as gay or coming out as a comedian?
I think it was hard to conceal either, because I couldn't really be not Asian.
Right.
In the same way, I couldn't really be not gay. So it's very hard to conceal.
Yeah, but your mom came around. You know, she accepts you and loves you.
Yes, but what they don't accept, my parents don't accept bisexuality.
Why?
Oh. Because that's the tricky part. They don't accept it because they think you have to be gay or straight.
Yeah.
It's confusing. Yeah. Do you want to pick one?
Indecisiveness, right. I get it.
Yeah, they're like, you got to pick one and stick with it.
Belly Laughs, the 12th and 13th, LA Live. We have tickets for Call 20 right now on K-Rock at 800-520-1067. You'll see the legendary Margaret Cho there. Of course, we've gone over the complete lineup. It's posted on our socials, but it is packed, including former K-Rock employee Sherry Cola, who's on that lineup as well. Margaret Cho, great to talk to you again, and thank you for joining us this morning on K-Rock.
Thank you so much.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, my.
It's Klein and Alley, and we want to talk to you about something serious, and that is the dangers of drugs and drug addiction.
Specifically, the drug Molly, which can be very harmful to you and the people around you.
We don't think it's something that you should dabble in, although this mom clearly disagrees.
Taking f***ing Molly drugs is a great time, and it gives you a great feeling.
We may joke on the show, but it's no joking matter. Drugs are bad, unless you're this lady.
Taking drugs is cool, and it gives you a good feeling.
So if this is your mom...
He had a great date because of it, and they started kissing after they took Molly because it made him feel good.
You should seek help, because clearly you are addicted to Molly.
Molly is bad. Don't listen to that woman.
Molly, and it was a great drug.
The more you know. Thought that message was important, that we needed to play it again this morning here on K-Rock. We'll do some takeaways, and we'll get the hell out of here. You'll get your 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock with the Nicole Alvarez, and in about 20 minutes, another 4 tickets to go to Hurricane Harbor, Los Angeles. You'll win them all day long just by locking in on KROQ. And for some people, you're back to K-Rock for the first time in a while. Maybe it was Kevin Ryder finally brought you back here, or you just, I don't know, hours change, you're up in the morning. Thank you for spending some of your time with us. I'm Klein, that is Allie.
Hi.
And we are Klein Alley Show. All right, let's get into takeaways from today's show, and then we'll wrap it up. We didn't have time to do bucket list summer stuff. We'll do it tomorrow and everything else we get to. Thank
you,
Mark.
Becoming something on our bucket list.
To get to the bucket list will be the number one item and potentially the only item on our summer bucket list.
To do what we said we were going to do.
Try to get this segment done between now and Labor Day.
All right, let's start here. 818, my takeaway is moms everywhere think Molly is a great drug. But
apparently,
mainly that mom.
Yep, moms love Molly.
818, my takeaway is K-Rock is turning into the radio station for cat ladies.
Yeah.
626, my takeaway is Lincoln means not a lot.
No, it's not what I said. Lincoln...
You said exactly that.
What I meant... Abraham Lincoln was a great president. He did some amazing things. What I meant is that he doesn't have the right currency that values his presidency.
Sure. All right.
Guy should easily be on the 100, I would say. But okay, whatever.
Way to make up for it.
That's what I was trying to
get. 650, my takeaway is you can use your nose as a piggy bank. 818, according to Allie, a little poop never hurt anyone. And 626, my takeaways, any girl named Penny is a wild girl.
And also some new ones coming through now, including the fact that Vanessa's a swinger. She admitted it. So that's true. Vanessa is a legitimate swinger. Congratulations.
Not that.
And you said it earlier. You love the swing.
No, I said we've all loved to get on a swing at the park.
Vanessa, what is a swinger?
Someone that swings with a lot of people. I don't know.
All right, fair enough.
Do you think swinger hangs or just people actually swinging?
I just at the park.
We're big swingers.
You can push my wife now. I'll push your wife. You push my wife. We're swingers.
And I'll say higher, higher.
All right, what's your takeaway from today's show, Jake the Nerd?
Everyone wants to dance with the banana.
According to Allie, it's one of the many things. If you don't know what we're talking about during takeaways, that means that the show is out of context. You didn't listen to enough of it. You can download the podcast, check out some of the footage that went up on socials as well as YouTube, including the high voltage food review of the Diddy Burger, the cheeseburger covered in applesauce. Allie, what's your takeaway?
My takeaway is if it's signed and covered in poop, keep it.
Yeah, there's the new poop method we learned about today, which means anything in your life that you're thinking about throwing out, determine whether or not you would keep it if it was covered in poop. If you would, then you should hold on to it. If not, chuck it immediately.
Just think about it.
Omar, got a takeaway from today's show?
Yeah, this is it.
A little poop never hurt anybody.
Yep. Allie said it. Mm-hmm. She stands
by. Why don't
by.
You do the president one, Omar?
I didn't say anything about the president.
Yes, so you said Lincoln sucks.
I didn't say Lincoln sucks. Not what I said at all. Okay. Have a great day. We'll do it tomorrow. Try to do it better. If you need us in the meantime, the GOAT line is open for you now. 844-956-GOAT. There's lots of people that have left a ton of messages there. And let's go ahead and leave you with this one, because this guy made a good point, and I think this is a valuable lesson that we can all live our life by, this guy.
Hey, guys, just wanted to leave a quick thank you. So today I woke up a little hungover, but I really didn't want to go to work. So I popped up my phone, looked at YouTube, saw the stream, and I saw you guys working. So I'm like, you know what? If Klein and Allie can go to work, I can go to work too. So thank you for that. I almost wasted a sick day, but I'm saving those for the next Klein and Allie meetup.
All right, great. Have a great day. Omar's going to take us out. We'll do it tomorrow. Try to do it better. Bye.
They feel that,
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Allie Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Allie Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.